tensions in the Arab world are paving the way for hope and peace. Airstrips are playing a key role in missions in Papua New Guinea, and despite limited experience, you can reach people with the gospel all over the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to find a new way forward with the Muslim world. Even as he's trying to calm inflamed tensions in Arab countries, there are others who are well on their way toward paving that path for a people who are losing hope. World Bible Translation Center's Arabic editor, Sayla Abbasi.
We are now planning to finish the Old Testament, like this month, or maybe by February sometime. And we'll compile them together in one Bible, and it will be printed very soon, I hope.
A younger generation populates most of the Arabic-speaking regions. Abbasi says they're seeking truth in greater numbers than ever before.
We think this is the only hope for the Arab world in this multiple crisis, is to have the Word of God available. We need courage as distributors, and we need to pray against the fear that occupies the Muslim minds.
Meanwhile, one ministry needs your help to continue food distribution in Haiti. Eva DeHarda for Haiti with Love notes,
it's vital if we're to continue the food program that we have to be able to get the food from the wharf to the headquarters.
Unfortunately, due to the large amount of food delivered and the large mountain it must scale, this distribution is impossible without a good truck.
Right now, all we have is a little pickup truck. It's very old and broken down most of the time, and it simply isn't going to last much longer if it has to keep hauling these heavy loads up the mountain.
For Haiti with Love is in need of a truck as soon as possible in order to continue distributing food and medical care, which lead to greater things.
Since they're getting God's healing love at no charge, they start asking all kinds of questions, and you just can't have a better listener for the gospel than when they initiate the questions.
To learn how to help, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. What do AIDS and audio recordings of Scripture have in common? In Mozambique, AIDS awareness could open the door for audio Scripture ministries to distribute more Scripture players.
It looks like God is really opening up opportunities to share His Word in audio in Mozambique.
People in Mozambique are hungry for God's Word in audio, and ASM has a shipment of digital players waiting to clear customs.
We decided to take a risk and order digital players sent directly into the country.
Pray that God allows the players to pass through customs easily with little cost.
If we choose to go ahead with this, we can provide digital players that have AIDS information on it, plus an entire copy of the Scriptures.
The growing interest in recorded Scripture has placed a high demand on ASM. They've already outgrown their new studio. If ASM decides to pursue the AIDS project, it would allow the national ministry to expand their current space. Pray that God would open the ears of leaders to hear His guidance when making a decision. Next, after one missionary was rushed to the hospital by plane in Papua New Guinea, Wycliffe Associates started fundraising. Wycliffe says that similar incidents in the country are common, and since the terrain is difficult to get through, planes are a must. Currently, Wycliffe is raising funds to reopen and maintain airstrips to ensure the safety of its staff and volunteers in the likely event of any other emergencies. You're invited to help with funding as you can. And have you ever wanted to go on a mission trip but you feel like you're just not qualified? Jesus Film Project has plenty of opportunities with or without previous experience. People are needed for more than 40 trips this year to help show and distribute the Jesus film and to be the hands and feet of Christ through teaching English or computer classes. Most trips are only about 2 weeks and reach as far as Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. If you'd like to serve in this way, just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you up to 5 stories every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.